examples of how technology is evolving in the next 5 years. You know, augmented reality, virtual reality, Microsoft HoloLens. Mm-hmm. You know, basically our interfaces to information are completely changing. So computing moves in the background. We can use visual means, audio, gestures, yeah, to control interfaces, and that will change completely how we actually do things. Do you want to stop? Or? Okay. So we're going to see things that are unimaginable today in terms of how we can get to information, yeah, and how we can use it, and that will change completely how we offer stuff. You know, immersive, real-time, interactive. And then I talked about how the need for human interaction and for human learning is different than technology, because basically we still need to have embodied things. You know, we need to be able to perceive things not just with the eyes and the brain, but in total. And this is why real learning, in the sense of, you know, serendipity, accidents, discovery, mm-hmm, you know, will always remain a very important part as well. So yeah, these, in the end, I said that basically, great technology is awesome, but great human is also awesome, yep, because we do need both in the end, right? And I discussed a little bit about the trends that are happening to use technology to disseminate information and how to learn from this and what it would mean for companies. Uh-huh. Part of it is that our jobs are completely changing, because we're going to move up the food chain towards jobs that are not about just data and information, yep, but about knowledge and wisdom, you know, yep, sort of realizing things rather than just using data to create something that is sort of robotic in, yeah, a way, right? And the Oxford study has shown that about 50% of jobs will evaporate because computers will take over.
Yeah.
So computer software, robots, and that pushes us up into the human only area, which is about discussion, negotiation, creation, imagination, you know, yeah, things that are not computer driven. And that is the future of what we're going to work, right? So if we're going to work like this, then we also have to be trained like this.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And that has a great impact on learning away from this idea of downloading, yeah, knowledge, right?
Yeah.
Which is largely still a big factor.
Yeah.
We don't need that anymore in 5 years. You know, we need some of that so we can function, but otherwise it's on demand. It's a flow rather than a download.
Yeah.
Right? So our job will be in disseminating and filtering and curating that knowledge to create an outcome,
yeah,
rather than in carrying it together, you know, and doing the manual labor, so to speak, behind it. The robotic stuff will be left to robots.
Yeah, and does that? It strikes me that some of the functions within business are robotic jobs. You know, even around the learning function,
yeah, yeah.
They're administrative, and ultimately they probably won't be needed. So there's going to be some quite different roles, aren't there? That are sort of higher up the food chain, as you describe. And that's quite worrying.
Well, I think it's very... If you're satisfied with being a robot, so to speak, working robotically has been the prime objective of a lot of business, that we work like robots, right? They want us to be robots because, yeah, it's productive and efficient. I think that period is ending, because clearly, if that's what you do, we don't need you.
Yeah.
Right? Because you don't add any value, and you're too expensive, and you're inefficient, right?
Yeah.
So artificial intelligence and digital assistants will, you know, call centers, for example. We need 100 million people in call centers. You know, we're going to have, 99 million of those will be machines.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, they still need some for some, but basically at that point, we have to figure out what we're going to do that will transcend this kind of robotic thinking.
Yeah.
And that's where we are going. So we have to get ready for this and rediscover those skills.
Right? And how do you stay informed about those developments in terms of where we're going?
Yeah, it's actually, a lot of this is really flying around all over the place. You know, of course, I read a lot and I talk to a lot of people, but I think if you set your mind to investigate this, you'll find those very quickly. But it's a question of spending time. You know, my time is spent 95% on what will be.
Yeah.
You know, I quoted in the beginning a great quote from Gary, I think it's Gary Humble, who said that a lot of businesses, the reason that they die is because they focus on what is rather than what could be.
Yeah.
And so, yes, you have to practice that skill to focus on what could be.
Yeah. That's great. That's really good. Okay.